Daf is Daf Lamed Gimel, so it's a very short Daf. So sometimes a short Daf can indicate an easy Daf, sometimes it can indicate a very hard Daf because there are a lot of Rashis and Tosfos on the side. It's safe to assume an Erevin, everything's hard. So in fact, it is a very hard Daf, even though it's short. So we'll try to take it slow. The Daf is not 100% comprehensible. There are a lot of challenges along the way, but Amir Tashem will take it slow and do the best that we can. So we were talking about yesterday in the end of Lamed Beis Mem Beis about placing an Erev on a tree whereby the Erev is either Lamal Me Asara or Lamata Me Asara. So if it's Lamal Me Asara, we said Rosh Hashanah Rabbim only goes 10 Tfachim high. So the Erev, if it's Lamal Me Asara, it's outside the Rosh Hashanah where you want to be Kovei Yasuda, where you want to be Shoves, so that would be a problem. But if it's Lamata Me Asara, that's within the 10 Tfachim of where your Shvisa is, and therefore it's acceptable. The other challenge we had also was climbing a tree on Shabbos is a gzera. those were the discussions we had yesterday. So now the Gemara says, on Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, the last 8 or 9 lines, Amar Rava. Rava says, Lo shanu ela be'ilan ha'omeda chutz li'ibura. Our whole discussion about whether or not that an Erev that's placed on a tree, Lamal Me'asara, is not a good Erev. It's only true ela be'ilan ha'omeda chutz Li'ibura shel ir, outside the ibura of a ir. What's the ibura shel ir? So the way it worked was that a city has the city walls, and beyond that we have an additional 72 and 2/3 amos around the city, which is considered an extension, the ibura, the pregnancy, if you will, an extension of the city. So it's only true if this tree was situated outside that ibura shel ir, but as opposed to, we'll see the significance of the contrast, Aval Ilan Ha'omed Besoch Ibur Shalir. If that tree with the Erev on it is situated within the borders of the city, so then Afilu Lemala Me'asara Hareza Erev. Even if it is placed above 10 Tvachim on that tree, since it's in the city limits, it's the Masa of the city, it's the Erev of the Masa, Kiman Demalia Damya. The city is considered as if it's fully up to the top. And if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says Demasa, the last 10 narrow lines or so, Demasa says Rashi, mitoch shehu mukefes yishuv michitzos. Since we consider this area of the Ibur Shel Ir surrounded by walls, the Einu Magula, it's not considered exposed. Chazin Allah, we're able to consider it kiman demalia afra, as if the dirt's filling up the entire city, the entire section. Have a kiman deniskavin lishbos lamal meyasara. It's as if we're planning on being shoveis not on the bottom of the ground, but on top of the ground. Somehow, the city is viewed halachically as full of dirt from top to bottom. There's no distinction between 10 amos above and 10 amos below, and therefore that would be considered a good Eruv, even though it's above 10 amos. So again, a 10 tachim rather. And how that works exactly, it's just some type of halachic reality. Rashi points out further, V'afagav di'ibay l'mishkalei l'matzi shakal, even though l'maisa, you couldn't actually take the Eruv off the tree, d'ha'ilan reshisa yachid v'tachtav reshisa rabim, because l'maisa, the tree really above 10 tachim is really reshisa yachid. And where I'm actually being shoveis is actually reshisa rabim, but still nonetheless, we're able to rely on it. Chazin and lamakum shvisaso ki'ilu hu gavoa, we're able to somehow halachically view the bottom area as if it's full to the top. Kilu niskaven lishbos lamala v'yikna lo eir. So that itself is very challenging because he's really walking a fine line of saying it's not really rishis yachid, but it really is rishis yachid. You can't really take it, but it's going to work as a eir of tachumim. The Ritva simply says that we're just applying a lot of kulas here. Erev Techumim, the whole concept, we are allowed to rely on kulas, so even though halachically it's in two different rishios, there's a certain leniency we allow you to have within the, if it's in the Ibur Shalir, we're allowed to be lenient even though the Erev is above 10 Tvachim and you're below 10 Tvachim. So once you say it's just a kula by Erev Techumim, you don't really have to have everything match up perfectly. So now the Gemara says, after establishing anything that's in the city limits, we view it as going from top to bottom. There's no 10 Tvachim limitation anymore, only if it's outside the city limits. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, if it's chutz li'ibura shalir, nami, even if the tree and the Erev is situated outside of the city, we could still apply a similar din. Kevin the Amar Rava, Rava has a klala we know already, no sein eruvo yeshal arba amos, havila rishisa yachid ola adrakia. So Rava's mechadish this din. When I set up Erev tchumim, wherever that is, even if it's outside the tchum, I set it up over there, it creates a 4 amos rishis yachid. Now, even though there are no walls there, but it becomes a 4 amos rishis yachid going from top to bottom. And therefore, the din I should say is that if I'm in the area of the rishis yachid, if I'm within 4 amos of my tchum, or my tchum I set up, it's considered as if I'm all the way from top to bottom. So even though, again, even though it's, let's say it's outside the Ibur Shel Ir, my tree, but I set my Erev Tchum higher than 10 Amot, 10 Tfachim, but whenever you set up an Erev Tchumim, we have this halachic din of Rosh Yachid, just 4 Amos in area, so in diameter, you have to go up and top, so therefore I would be able to access it even if it's outside the city limits, because again, Erev Tchumim becomes Rosh Yachid, dalad by dalad Amos, and within the zone, even though in actuality, I'm on the bottom, and my Erev Tchum is above 10 Tfachim, still the din is that it goes from top to bottom. So that would work also, even if it's outside the city limits.
Isn't it like a catch-22? Because if you put it above 10, he's not actually doing an Erev, so he's not going to do it almost anyway.
No, you can set an Erev wherever you want. So therefore...
Before putting the food?
No, when he sets up the food, that becomes...
But when he sets up above 10 Tfachim, he never set it up, so he doesn't have...
No, he set it up above 10 Tfachim. He said,
but then it's not Erev, and then he doesn't. He's not.
Why is that Erev?
Because we said that above 10 Tfachim.
It's just that I'm not in the same place as it. But now that we have this din of Rava, that wherever you set up the Erev Tchumim, it goes from top to bottom, then I actually am in the same area as it.
But only goes from top to bottom by the time that it's an Erev. But since he put it on top of 10, it's not even an Erev yet.
No, once I put it on top of 10, it becomes an Erev. The technical problem was I'm in a different Rishis than it. But now we learn the din that Rava, that when you put it above 10 Tfachim.
Above 10 Tfachim, it's an Erev. Just at the bottom,
as long as I'm
than the top.
As long as I'm within, no, it becomes the same Rishus, but as long as I'm within 4 Amos of it, I have to be able to access it. If I'm outside 4 Amos, I can't access it anymore. It becomes a Shiz Yachid from top to bottom, but I have to be within the 4 Amos. That only extends 4 Amos, but it's 4.5 Amos. I'm outside Rishus in a horizontal way.
When we say that, then Erev has to be above 10 Tfachim, below 10 Tfachim. If it's above 10 Tfachim, then let's say there is no this rule. What is the case? That it's
then it'll be a different Rishus.
Different
but now we're learning that above 10 Tfachim, also that is also considered below 10 Tfachim. Okay. Only if I'm within 4 Amos.
No,
if I'm outside 4 Amos, then it has to be below 10 Tfachim. If it's above 10 Tfachim, then it's not good. So then the Gemara says...
No,
either way, so the Gemara is telling us that when it's outside the Ibur Shel Ir, if it's outside the Ibur Shel Ir, the din is that it also goes from top to bottom, Ad Rakia. So even above 10 Tfachim should be good as long as I'm standing, my Shvisa is within 4 Amos of that Erev. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yitzchak, B'reid Rav Misharshia, Hacha, B'ilan HaNote, Chutz La'arba Amos Askinim. Our Mishnah, when it talks about above and below 10 Tfachim, you're right. If I was within 4 Amos of my Erev, so the above 10 Tfachim, below 10 Tfachim makes no difference at all because I could actually walk 4 Amos to get to my Erev. But our situation is where I want to be shoves, I want to sit at the trunk of the tree, but the branch of the tree extends itself 4 amos away, more than 4 amos away, so I can't really access the air anymore. Because once the din of air of Tchum going up the bottom, Rosh Yachid, out of the Rakia, is true, but I have to be able to access it. So if it's 4 amos away from where I am, so it's not accessible to me, and therefore only if it's below 10 Tfachim, meaning we're in the same Rosh Hashanah across the way, it's good. But if it's above 10 Tfachim, that's great. But that's in Rishis Yachid. I'm in Rishis Harabim, and therefore it won't work. So that's what the Gemara says. Again, that Tacha be'ilan hanote chutz la'arba amos askinin, where the branch extends more than 4 amos away from where I actually want to be shoves. And v'niskaven, says the Gemara now on the top of Laman Gimel, my kavana is v'niskaven lishvos be'ikaro. My intention is to be shoves at the ikar, the trunk of the tree, and that's too far away. So that's the din. So now the Gemara just wants to know, there seems to be a technical issue with the language. Now that we've established our Mishnah is where I'm being shoves at the ikar of the tree, and my Erev Tchum is on the extension of a branch, 4 amos away from where I am. So the problem is, my lamala, my lamata. Up and top and bottom sounds like an inappropriate language, not inappropriate, but just not the correct language to be used. When you're talking about a branch, the branch goes up and down, but not lamala lamata. Lamala lamata implies something that's vertical. Branches aren't vertical. Branches go, they're horizontal, but they dip up, dip down the slopes. Rashi says that the more appropriate language should have been namuch and gavoa, ups and downs, as opposed to lamal lamata, sound like a straight vertical line. That's not the case of the branch. To which Gemara says, no, einachanami. The hadar zakif. The branches are talking about where the branch does go vertical. The branch, I'm at the tree of the trunk, and that's why I want to be shoves for Shabbos. The branch goes out horizontal, 4 amos plus away, but then it shoots up vertical, a straight line vertical. So the question is, where on that vertical of the branch am I placing the Erev Tchum? If I'm placing it below 10 tefachim, so that we're on the same rishus. Now, even though I'm plus four amos away from the Erev, but since we're all below 10 tefachim, we're all rishus harabim. But if you're placing the Erev Tchum on the higher part of that steep branch, above 10 tefachim, that means my Erev Tchum is in rishus yachid, and I'm in rishus harabim because I'm more than four amos away from that Erev Tchum. And that's the scenario according to the Gemara's understanding. So now the Gemara says further. So still, vaha, even though right now, again, I'm at the tree trunk, and my Erev Tchum is horizontally 4 plus amos away, and vertically, above 10 tefachim, so that's inaccessible to me, but still, I could still access this. I could still climb the tree if I wanted. So if I climb the tree, now just imagine, the only problem is, because we're in two different rishios. I'm 4 amos away, so that's rishis yachid, I'm rishis rabim. It's 10 tefachim away, it's rishis yachid, I'm rishis rabim. If I wanted, I could climb straight up my tree now. Once I climb above 10 tefachim, which is not very high, I could go 40 inches above, I'm now above rishis rabim. Once I've exceeded 10 tefachim, I am in a zone of rishis yachid. So now, even though once I get to rishis yachid, even though the Erev Tchum is 4 plus amos away from me, I'm still in the same rishis of horizontally as my Erev. So shouldn't that be another way of me saying it is a good Erev? Since I can climb into the zone of Rishus HaYachid. And the Gemara says, again, another technicality, it becomes a very interesting okimta, the Gemara says, to understand the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a situation where Kishirabim Mekatfin Alav. So we have to remember, back in the sugyas of Shabbos, I don't think we discussed this in Erevin just yet, but we know that there are different levels of, if you have a little pole in the Rishus HaRabim. So sometimes if it's below 3 tefachim to the ground, we consider that as part of the ground. It's mamish part of Rishus Rabim. If it's 3 tefachim between 9 tefachim, so then that's actually an obstacle in Rishus Rabim. Nobody steps on like a little like you know, boulder 3 tefachim high or 5 tefachim high, it gets in the way. So that's not Rishus Rabim anymore. But when you hit 9 tefachim actually, which is around, I don't know, 36 inches or so, that's actually usable to Rishus Rabim. Because if I'm like carrying a package on my back, it gets a little weighty sometimes, so I'll just like stop off, put it on a little column here in the Rishus Rabim, and then readjust and continue going. So since it's usable in Rishus Rabim at 9 tefachim, that height, it's considered a usable piece in Rishus Rabim, so that's the din of Rishus Rabim. So now the Gemara says here is this branch, now again, I'm at the tree trunk, and the branch goes that way vertically, but it doesn't say 10 tefachim the whole time. It actually dips to 9 tefachim a little bit, goes back up to 10 tefachim, and then sky high to however vertical you wanted it to go. So now, when I'm trying to access where I am standing, and Erev Tchum, I need to pass over that little dip of 9 Tvachim of over Rishus Rabim. So I'm in Rishus Yachid, where I want to establish myself at Erev, and my Erev is in another possible Rishus Yachid, but I'm passing over a 9 Tvachim area of Rishus Rabim. So the din is, if I'm standing Rishus Yachid, and I extend my hand over a little strip of Rishus Rabim to give to another Rishus Yachid, let's say. So let's say this is an extension of Rishus Rabim here, and I pass over to give it over. So Yachid to Rabim to Yachid, that's actually an Issa Derais of carrying. So if I can't really access the Erev Tchum to my Rishus Yachid because I'm passing over an area of Rishus Rabim. And the Gemara, just to prove this point, the Gemara invokes the Shita of Ula, that Ukda Ula, three lines down, Damar Ula, Amud Tisha Rishus Rabim. If you have a pillar that's 9 Tfachim high in Rishus Rabim, the Rabim Mekatfin Alav, and Rabim actually use it to adjust their, you know, the packages on their back, of Rizarek, one were to throw V'nach al-gabav, and it were to land on this amud, on this pillar, one would be chayv, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. So here as well, when you even pass over the airspace of it, it's chayv as well. Now, there are a lot of questions here, because we said, you know, the airspace of Rishus HaRabim really stops at 10 tefachim, so how come you go above that, it would be considered Rishus HaRabim? Rashi tries to deal with all these questions. I don't want to get involved because it's very, very involved. And Rashi goes back and forth whether it really is Rishus Yachid, whether it really is Rishus Rabim. I think it's just safest to take it very, very simple at this point and just go ahead like we're going ahead. But there are a lot of questions that need to be answered.
Bottom line, if you put the case of the mission, if it would be just plain above 10 tefachim, it's okay. It's a good error because he's going to be from...
Only if it's within 4 amos of where you're standing. If it's outside 4 amos, then it's in different
shoes. You can put in a tree above 10 tefachim, and it will be...
Because it goes out of the rakia, from the bottom out of the rakia, exactly. So now the Gemara wants to know, we're going back to something we addressed yesterday, and then we're going to revert back to something we're discussing today. So the Gemara says, my Rebbe, my Rabbanan. We had in yesterday's daf the din of whether or not Shvus were gazu during Ben HaShemashos. Ben HaShemashos is actually the area, we actually discussed last night in Smichas Chaver, Chaim, you catch up on this. But the area between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim, you know, Be'er Shmashos, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, is the last 13 and a half minutes of 72 minutes. And according to the Gaonim, it's the first 13 and a half minutes, the beginning, what we call Shkia. It's Shkia for 13 and a half minutes or so, maybe even 9 minutes, is Be'er Shmashos. And Rabbeinu Tam holds it's the final 9 minutes of the 72 minutes. If that meant something to you, great. If it didn't, don't worry about it. But either way, there's a Be'er Shmashos time period, which lasts 9 to 13 minutes or so. So during those 13 minutes, there's a machlokas, can you do a shvus during those Be'er Shmashos? It's a suffix, whether it's Shabbos or not Shabbos. It's a suffix, whether it's Friday still or whether it's Shabbos. So we normally paskin that shvus is permitted during Be'er Shmashos. So let's say you're stuck. Shkia passed, but it's not yet Tzeis HaKochavim, so I could tell my guy to do a melacha for me. Amir La'akum is a shvus, it's Aser and Shabbos, but during Be'er Shmashos we say, since Be'er Shmashos itself is only an Iser Midir Baran, so a shvus to a shvus, and Amir La'akum, during Be'er Shmashos, if there's a mitzvah, there's a tzorach, you're allowed to do shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. But the Gemara records actually there's a machlokas here, whether that's shu. So another example of a shvus, we say climbing a tree on Shabbos, or riding an animal on Shabbos, that's also a shvus. There's no Iser melacha, but climbing a tree, I might break a branch. Riding a horse, I might break a branch to hit it. So these are shvusim, and there's a machlok is whether or not a shvus is usher during Yontif or not. So that was a machlok we had Rebbe and Rabbanon yesterday. The Gemara is now going to address a discussion of Rebbe and Rebbe Rabbanon today about the height of a tree, or the eruv on a tree. So Gemara says, my Rebbe, my Rabbanon, the Tanya, nasnu be'ilan, lemala me'asar. If a person places an eruv tchum above 10 tfachim, lemala me'asar tfachim on a tree, ein eruve eruv. That's not a good eruv because right now I'm in Rishus Rabim and my eruv is above 10 tfachim, it's in Rishus Yachid. Forgetting Rava's statement before that Rishus Yachid goes up to the top, forget that. Right now, Rishus Rabim stops at 10 tfachim and above 10 tfachim is the tchum, two different Rishus. It doesn't work. If it's lemata me'asar, if it's below asar tvachim, meaning it's within 10 tvachim, within the same rishus as I am, within rishus rabim, eruve, eruv, that's actually a good eruv. The asar litlo besoch shlosha, the asar litlo. I can't take it because there's a problem of, you know, utilizing a tree. I can't, shvus on Shabbos is asar, so even though I can't take it, lemaisa, because it's a shvus of climbing a tree or using anything connected to the tree, it still works as an eruv because he holds ein shvus during Be'er Shmashos. If, however, the Erev is on the tree, but besoch shlosha to the ground, mutalot litlo. Anything that's within three tefachim of the ground, we say it's like the ground itself. Not like the tree, it's like the ground itself. So let's say you're walking, you know, something that they talk about halacha. If you're walking on the roots of the tree, sometimes they stick up outside the ground. So can you walk on that or not? If that the roots actually come three tefachim off the ground, around a foot or so, that's actually part of the tree, and you cannot walk on it. It's like climbing on a tree, even though you walk on it, that's asur. If the roots are within three tefachim to the ground, that's batel to the ground, I can walk on it without any concern. So here as well, if I place the eruv tchum on top of the roots, or even on top of the tree, that's within three tefachim to the ground, very low to the ground, less than a foot off the ground, that's part of the ground, and I can actually, lemaisa, use it. So then it goes on to say further, if nasa bekalkel, if I place it in a basket, betalo be'ilan, if I hang it on a tree, afilu lemala me'asar tfachim eruve eruv, even if it's above 10 tfachim, I'm allowed to use it according to Divrei Rebbe. If it's in a basket, that would actually be allowed according to Rebbe. That's his understanding. So we'll see how this all works in just a moment. So the Gemara says, that's Rebbe. Chachamim respond back in Omrim, kol makom she'asir litlo, ein eruve eruv. He says, if you can't actually use it, lamaisa, so then the lach is, it's not considered an eruv. That's why he says, since a shvus, he paskin shvus b'mein ha-shmashos is aser, and therefore, since you can't use it during b'mein ha-shmashos, it becomes an inadequate eruv tchum, and therefore it doesn't work. So this is the machlokas between Rebbe and Chachamim, whether or not we say shvus b'mein ha-shmashos is aser or not aser. That's the machlokas. But after that, leaving that aside now, the issue of shvus b'mein ha-shmashos, let's focus on this machlokas of the height of the eruv, the Gemara wants to know. The Gemara says, Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim who say that if you can't access the eruv, it's not a good tchum, ahai, on which stage of the Braisa was he referring to? Because the first statement of Rebbe, he was first referring to the eruv placed on the tree itself, lamala me'asar tvachim versus lamata me'asar tvachim, and then he spoke about being placed in a basket. So which of those statements were Chachamim actually arguing on? If you say, Ilema asef on the sefer case, which is replaced in a basket, Rebbe says if you place Erev Tchum in the basket, but not on the tree, but in the basket hanging from the tree, Rebbe says it's allowed. Chacham says it's not allowed. Why is it not allowed? Lema kasavri rabbanan stadin asurin. Ricky made mention this yesterday about stadim. There's a concept of stadim. Using a tree is asur, but using something connected to trees actually mutter. So the basket right now is hanging on the tree. I can't hang a basket directly on the tree. But if the basket is on the tree, I could put something in the basket though. So for example, if I have a hammock that's tied to the tree directly, I can't use that hammock. But if I have a peg and the hammock is attached to the peg, I could use the hammock because that's tzadim, that's secondary. So here's, well, the basket's already hanging on the tree. But for me to plop in my Erev Tum into the basket, that would be allowed. Would Chacham say that tzadim is actually usur? Everyone who holds that tzadim would be mutter. Not everyone, but Rashi refers to this machlokus in the Gemara and Shabbos, but seemingly Chachamah would agree that stadim is actually mutter. So they're not arguing on the case of the basket. It's not the safer case that Chachamah argue on. Ella Aresha. They're arguing on the Resha about the height of the Asar Tfachim on the tree. Hai Ilan Hechidami. So let's understand now the dimensions of the tree. So we have this tree that Rebbe says if it's Lamala Me'asara, it's not a good Erev. Lamata Me'asara, it's a good Erev. So let's understand. So Hechidami of this tree. E de less be arba, if there's less than four tvachim in terms of the width of the tree, it's a very narrow tree, so then it has a din of makum ptur. Makum ptur is anything makum ptur is anything that doesn't fit into another category. So Rosh Hashanah Yachid is defined by height of 10 tvachim and width of 4x4 tvachim. So that's a tree size, which is a decent sized tree. But if it's even though it's 10 tvachim high, if it's less than four tvachim, it's not Rosh Hashanah Yachid. What is it? That's called makum ptur. Now the din of makum ptur, it's just a technicality, it's subsumed by its surroundings. So if you have a makom patur in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it becomes a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. If you have a makom patur in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it becomes a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It becomes whatever its context is. So if you're talking about a tree that's very narrow, within which is less than four tefachim, then it's a makom patur and it becomes part of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, in which case it certainly should work, even if it's above 10 tefachim, it should still work because it's a makom patur. And Malkum Patur just gets subsumed by the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Just to look at Rashi, just to say it and see it clearer. Rashi says it's six lines up from the bottom, the first word, Malkum Paturhu. The Chol Pachas Meirochav Dal, any tree or any structure that's less than four tefachim, Kai Malan, we learned, B'Yitzias HaShabbos, that's the first parak of Masech HaShabbos, the Lo Havi Rosh Hashanah B'fnei Atma, does not become its own entity. Ubatel Eitzel Rosh Hashanah Rabim becomes Batel with respect to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or Eitzel Rosh Hashanah Yachid im Omid Beinem, wherever it stands within, wherever it lies, it becomes that. And therefore, it becomes Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Even though it's all in this Malkum Patur, this tree that's above 10 Tvachim, it cannot become Rosh Hashanah Yachid. By definition, it becomes Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and I end up becoming in the same zone as Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Now, even though normally Rosh Hashanah Rabim doesn't extend above 10 tefachim, but since I have some structure, the structure is considered an extension of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and therefore I'm in the same Erev. So that can't be the situation where Chacham argue on that type of tree that's a Malkum Patur. Rather, the Gemara says, last four lines of the Amud here, E is Be Arba, if it is a 4x4 tefachim tree, then Kinasa Le Bekalkala Mayhava. So then, if it becomes a tree that's 10 tefachim high, and it's 4x4 tefachim, it becomes a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So now, what's the relevance of the basket now? It should depend on how high the basket is. If the basket's 10 tefachim high, it should be no good. If it's 10 tefachim low, it should be good. So what's a basket? The basket only helps with regards to using the tree or not using the tree. But in terms of the height of it, there should be a chilek, not just across the board, accepting the usage of a basket. So what's the answer? So the Gemara is going to have an answer right now, Ravina. We're going to see in Amud Beis. We're going to kind of, this is a confusing Gemara in terms of the concepts and also in terms of the structure. The Gemara is also confusing. We're going to come back to a shita of Rabbi Yirmiyah later on, who's going to give a second answer of this understanding the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabban. So keep this in mind. So Ravina says the answer to reconcile this brisa is as follows. Ravina, Amar Ravina, Reisha de'is be'arba and Seifa de'les be'arba. V'kalkala mashlima l'arba, and we'll finish the Amud Beis in just a second. So Ravina says the Reisha and Sefer talk about two different scenarios. The Reisha is a situation where it's 4x4 tefachim, so therefore the tree takes on a status of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because it's 4x4 tefachim, and therefore, that's why in the Reisha, the significance of l'mal me'asara versus l'mata me'asara plays a very significant role. Since it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, if it's l'mal me'asara, it's in a different Rosh Hashanah than from where you are. But if it's lamata me'asara on that tree, it's in the same rishus, that's why it would be acceptable. The seifa, however, is a situation where it's less than arba tefachim, so it becomes a makom patur. However, the basket now actually adds on and makes it 4x4. So this is very tricky. There's some pictures here. Machlokas Rashi told us how to understand it. But you imagine you have the top of the tree, flat, even top of the tree. And it's less, let's say, 3.5 tefachim wide only. So it's not a Rosh Hashanah. But I place the basket on the side right next to it. So now it extends itself to 4 tefachim. Using the basket, it makes it into 4 tefachim right now. That's the case. Now, in order to accomplish the 4 tefachim, we need to make two assumptions. Assumption one is, the problem is the basket and the tree are two different entities. There's no even flow. So you have to assume that you're able to break down the wall of the tree and the basket to make it one unit. That's one assumption. And assumption two, we'll see in the second Gemara, that in order for an area of tchum to be acceptable, it has to be resting on an area that's 4x4 tefachim. So those are the two assumptions. So the Gemara is going to say this. Again, I know we're throwing in a lot of concepts. I'm sorry, I didn't write the Gemara. I'm just trying to explain it as best as we could. It's very hard. So I went over this daf maybe 10 times just to make it clear in my mind a little bit. It's very, very hard. So if you're not fully understanding, I apologize, but it is challenging. So again, the situation is where the tree is less than 4 tefachim, and you put the basket right next to it, where it extends it to 4 tefachim, to mashlima larba. And the Gemara now says in Amud Beis here, v'rebi savarla k'rebi meir, v'savarla k'rebi Yehuda. He has to make two assumptions. He passes like Rebbe Meir, we'll see in a second, and like Rebbe Yehuda. Who's Rebbe Meir? Who's Rebbe Yehuda? So the Gemara says two lines down, savarla k'rebi Meir, damar chokikin lahashlim. That Rebbe Meir, we saw this Gemara earlier in the Masechta. Now, if you have an archway, as a Tursa Pesach, so the din is for a Tursa Pesach to be chayiv in mezuzah, you need to have it 4x4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high. So in my house, those who have been there, I have a couple archways in my house. There's no vertical doorposts. It's just all curve. But Rebbe Meir says, if you're able to, in theory, carve out a perfect square, 10 tefachim and 4 tefachim wide, that works as a Tursa Pesach, even though in actuality it's curved. But if I can envision, I could carve out a square or a rectangle type of a Tursa Pesach, that works. So using that din of Rebbe Meir, Legabe Tursa Pesach, and applying it here, the same thing holds true. I have a tree that's 3.5 tefachim, and the basket adds the 4 tefachim. I have to be able to envision to break down the walls of the basket and the tree to make it one unit. That's the concept. Tosis talks about this a little bit, and Rashi, again, it doesn't seem congruent to me. It's a little bit tricky. Tosis is troubled by this. He tries to figure out why we really need this din. But that's what Tosis says, something like that. We're trying to remove the walls and make it one unit. And the second assumption that the Bryce assumes is like Rabbi Yehuda. And what's Rabbi Yehuda? Three lines down in Laman Gimel Mervez, the Savala Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Ba'inan Erev Al Gabe Makam Arba Velekam. The din is, for an Erev Tchum to be usable, Rebbe holds, we'll see the source in just a second where we see this from, but you have to place the Erev on a place of Makum Dal by Dal. If you remember from the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, when it came to Hotzah as well, to drop something for Hotzah, you need to have it dropped in an area that's Dal by Dal. Remember the Gemara discussed there, if I place it in someone's hand, that's not Dal by Dal. And the Gemara says a hand is considered a Makum Chashuv. So here as well, for an Erev Tchum to be considered something significant, it needs to be in a place that's Dal by Dal Tvachim, and that's not accomplished unless you add the basket's width to the tree as well. So those are the two assumptions that are needed to make this Brisa work out. So again, Ravina says, back to the case of trying to figure out the Brisa, the significance of the basket is where the tree itself isn't a Rosh HaSiyachid, because it doesn't have 4x4 Tvachim, but the basket adds the 4x4 Tvachim, making into a Rosh HaSiyachid, to have the Erev Tchum be established properly. So now the Gemara wants to know my Rebbe Yehuda.
Because we're not projecting down the basket, right? Is that the reason why?
Because you don't have 4x4 Tvachim. You need to have 4x4 Tvachim.
At the base.
At the base, exactly. There's no 4x4 in the base, right?
There is, but it's not at
right.
The base.
Rashi talks about that. I don't want to get involved in that, but you are correct. Rashi does address the piece right. That if there is 4x4 Tvachim on the base, then that actually would be good, even though it gets narrow at the top. Excellent. So my Rebbe Yehuda, where do we find that Rebbe Yehuda requires that the Eir be situated on top of an Arba by Arba Tvachim? Desanya, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, not Korah B'Rishus Rabim. The person, jabs a beam into Rishus Rabim, a pole, a wood beam into Rishus Rabim. V'niach Eruve Aleha, if you place an Eir on top of it, Gevoa Asara, if it's 10 Tvachim high, V'Rachva Dal, if it's 4 Tvachim wide, Eruve Eruv, it's a good Eruv. Now, we'll see in a second that seems to be a problem, actually, because above 10 tefachim, it's actually not in the same rishus. But let's just take it at face value, and the Gemara is going to switch things around in just a second. Vim lav, if it doesn't have arba tefachim, ain eruv ve'eruv. It's not a good eruv. So right now, forgetting the height right now, the Gemara says that if it has 4x4 tefachim, You can place the Erev. If it does not have 4x4 Tvachim, you can't place the Erev. So we see from this statement that you need to Makum Arba by Arba in order to place an Erev Tchum to be, make it effective. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. What about the height? Adraba, the opposite is true. Hu ve'eruve b'makum echad. If you're saying you place it on 10 Tvachim high, but it's not 4x4 Tvachim, that means this beam is not Rishis Yachid. It's actually Makum Patur. And the Malkum Patur becomes an extension of Rishis Rabin, so it's actually good if it doesn't have Dal B'Dal. It becomes in the same Rishis as Ayman. So Gemara tweaks it and says, Ella, Hachi Kama. Really what it should be saying is, if it's Gavoa Asara, if it's 10 Tvachim high, Tzarech Shehe Barosho Arba. It needs to have Arba, 4 Tvachim on top of it. But Ein Gavoa Asara, if it doesn't have 10 Tvachim, Ein Tzarech Shehe Barosho Arba. You don't need to have 4 Tvachim on top of it. Because the, 1 second here. Okay. If it's a 10 Tvachim high, you need Arba, because it's a separate Rishus. You need to have a Makom that's significant to lie on, the Erev Tchum to lie on. But if it's less than 10 Tvachim high, then you actually don't need the 4x4 Tvachim, because it becomes as if it's lying on the ground itself. It becomes an extension of Rishus Rabim, and therefore be acceptable. But what we see from this statement either way is that Rabbi Yehuda does require, if it's in a separate Rishus, for it to be Arba or Arba Tvachim. Now, what we just said above, if it's above 10 Tvachim, it's a different Rishus, you have to invoke Rav again, that when you have an Erev Tchum, Ke'ilu the Rishus Yachid goes Al Rakia. So again, I keep saying this, I'm sorry, it's very confusing. I don't fully get how everything pieces together, because there are many assumptions we keep going back and forth on. Rashi, maybe 5 times, says it really is Rishus Yachid, but not really Rishus Yachid. He's kind of towing the line here, so it is very challenging. I don't have heads and tails here.
Yeah, but Rashi said that Rishus Yachid is extensive, not Rishus Rabbah.
No, but if you have an Erev Tchum itself serves as a Rishus Yachid for Dal Amos, and that goes Ad Rakia. So here I have an Erev Tchum. He said that the Rav was applied above as well. Even though it's above 10 Tvachim, it goes...
But it was just a rough...
It still goes right through. We don't hold like Rav. So it's tough. I don't fully get it myself. So this is a very... In general, daf yomi is bekiyas, but especially when you have a daf like this, it's really very superficial. I'm just trying to make our way through the daf. Okay, so now the Gemara says, this idea, Kiman, who does it hold like? It's Dilo... Krebi Yosi Brebi. This whole discussion here about the basket and the basket being mashed on the tree to 4x4 Tvachim is not like the low Krebi Yosi Brebi Yehuda. Who's Rebbe Yosi Brebi Yehuda? The Sani, the Brisa teaches us that Rebbe Yosi Brebi Yehuda Omer, not Kona, a person jabs a beam into the ground, a pole, Bereshis Rabim, V'niach Berosha Traska, place a basket, and the assumption is the basket's 4x4 Tvachim on top of this. On top of this beam, v'zarek v'noch al gabav chayv. If you throw something into it, one would be a chayv thrown from Rishus Rabim into this Rishus Yachid. So the din is that even though this actual kana, this actual beam, does not have 4x4 Tvachim, still we could assume the basket on top is a full 4x4 Tvachim, and therefore it goes from top to bottom. It's what's called good achas. So the basket on top is able to, we view it halachically, as coming down to the bottom, as if they're mechitas, the entire area of 4 Tvachim around the beam. That's what the Gemara assumes right now. Because as opposed to Ravina earlier, Ravina was the one who said that the basket is mashlim, the tree to 4x4 Tvachim, but not that we view the whole basket as 4x4 Tvachim. Meaning, we could have simply said, Ravina could have created a case where the basket is on top of the tree, and the basket itself is 4x4 Tvachim, and that creates the walls around it. But Ravina says, no, all the basket could do, it could add to the existing width of the tree, but it itself can't serve as walls to go good achas. While Rabbi Yossi would say, no, this case of the tree would say the same thing. Just like the basket on top of the beam, you use a 4x4 Tvachim basket as if it comes down. So to the tree, forget the case of Mashlim, all the fancy stuff of being Mashlim. Put a basket on top of the tree, 4x4 Tvachim, and we have these walls going down from the basket all the way down to the tree. Why didn't he say that case? It must be that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't need to rely on the assumptions of Rabbi Meir. He could have just put a basket on top of the tree. That would have created the Rishus Yachid. And the Gemara says, no. Even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would agree to our case in the tree. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, hasam hadran mechitasa, hacha lo hadra mechitasa. There's a difference of whether you situate the basket on top of the tree in the middle, the center, or onto the side. The case of the beam, I put the basket right on top, so the four walls of the basket are able to completely surround the beam, and that would actually say good achas, that works to create a Rishus Yachid. But if I put a basket, the case of the tree was where it was on the side of the tree. So if I have walls of the mechitza going down for the basket, it's not surrounding the tree. It's off to the side, and that's why it doesn't work. But in a hanami, if the basket were on top of the tree, I could view the walls of the basket going all the way down and surrounding the tree. That would have been good as well. It's just that it was placed on the side, and for technicality, it won't work in that situation. Okay,
not because we don't say good achas, it's because we say that
it doesn't surround, the good achas doesn't surround the tree. The good achas does work, but good achas in this case would only work if it surrounds the whole tree. But if it doesn't surround the tree, the tree itself can't, it's not within the good achas. It's off to the side. So now I told you that the structure is also confusing here, the Gemara. So now we're having another answer of Rabbi Yirmiya. He's going to try to figure out back to the case of the basket. Remember the case of the Amud Aleph here, Chacham versus Rebbe, the basket was mashlim. The four tvachim that were missing, Ravina has a different approach. Rabbi Yirmiya says, Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, shiny kalkala, hol v'yachol lintosa ulavia l'toch asar. His case, the reason why the basket works. We said the basket, when you put an Erev Tchum in a basket, even though it's above 10 tvachim, it works. We said, why does it work? If it's above 10 tvachim, it's not in the Rishus HaRabim anymore. So Ravina says it's when the basket's mashlim to make it into Rishus HaYachid. He says no. The basket, we know a basket could swing. If a basket's hanging on a little hook, you could swing it back and forth, the basket. So even though the basket's 10 tvachim, if I turn the basket upwards or downwards, part of it's going to go below the line. So right now it's even at 10 tvachim. If I flip it, the Erev Tchum is going to fall into the lower part of the basket, that's going to dip below 10 tvachim, it's going to be within reach below 10 tvachim, that's why it's good. So he says, since I could, in theory, tip the basket and move it into Rishus HaYachid rather than Rishus HaRabim within 10 tvachim, that's why it is an acceptable Erev Tchum. That's his understanding. Should we do this next question or not? Are you guys overloaded? This is hard, or should we do it? Well, if you want to leave, yeah. Leave. If you want to go, we'll do it. Okay, let's go. Fine. So that's Ravina, Rabbi Yirmiya, rather. Rabbi Yirmiya says you're able to, and then Hoel, you could say, since you could tip it in theory, it's within 10 tvach. So Yasir Rapapa, Vekamerle Lashmaisa, Rapapa was sitting and learning the Sugya. Eisve, he asked the following question. Rav Bar Shval Rapapa, he challenged Rapapa with the following Mishnah. We're going to see his Mishnah a few days from today. That when it comes to setting up an Erev Tchum, so we're going to learn about setting up Shabbos and Yom Tov and Shabbos. So let's say the situation is where Yom Tov is on a Friday. So it's Yom Tov and then Shabbos. So I want to really have an Erev Tchum set up for Shabbos. But I need to really get there before Shabbos. I really need to, before Yom Tov. So I need to go really Thursday night, set something up for Yom Tov, make that as Erev Tchum, and then go back in Shabbos Friday night to extend it. So the Gemara is going to explain each step. So the Gemara says, Ketat hu ose. How do I establish an Erev Tchum if I want to go from Yom Tov to Shabbos to be able to walk further on Shabbos? So Ketat hu ose, what do I do? Molicho. I could go bring or send the shliach to go bring my Erev Tchum berishon, which means Thursday night, the first day of Yom Tov. Thursday night, the first day of Yom Tov. I could bring it Thursday night, Erev Yom Tov, Bein HaShemashos, Umach Shechalav. I could stay there, Bein HaShemashos, because remember, Bein HaShemashos is the key point of establishing an Erev Tchum. So I stay there, wherever I want my Tchum to be, with the food, and then Nola, Ubalo, I could take the Erev Tchum back with me home, because remember, in Yom Tov, I could carry a Yom Tov. If there's a need to carry, without an Erev, I could carry. So I go there, set up Thursday night, wait till sunset, wait till Tzeis, and then bring the Erev Tchum back, and then for Yom Tov, I got an extra 2,000 amos. Now I want to do the same thing Friday night, and to establish that same extension to be used for Friday night, because remember, every Bein HaShemashos, you reset the Tchum. So though the Tchum worked for Yom Tov, it doesn't work for Shabbos until I reset it again, so I need to do it a second time Friday night. So again, I set up Erev Tchum Thursday night, I bring it back with me because it's Yom Tov. Friday night I go again, B'Sheni, the second day, which is now Shabbos Friday night, I could still bring it with me before Shabbos starts. However, Machshekel, I stay there with the Erev Tchum right now while Bein HaShemashos kicks in, but I can't bring it back at this point because now it's Shabbos. I can't carry if there's no Erev. So what I could do is, I could eat it there if I want to. I don't have to, but I could eat the food there, Bein HaShemashos. Ubalo, I could go back home, but the next day Shabbos, I already have established the 2,000 amos of extension that I wanted to do that. That's what the Gemara, that's the Mishnah. That's how I set up an Erev Tchum from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amai. Why is this all necessary to do this? The Gemara says that Neima, why don't I say Kaven di Bray Amtuye Matsi Mamtile Ava Gavdol Amte Command Amte Dami? Why do I have to actually bring the Erev to the place? If I'm able to walk there, why don't I apply this like this hoel, this migal? Since I could have walked there, so let it be as if I did walk there and the Erev Tchum be set up. Just like we say by Rabbi Yirmiya, since I could have tilted the basket if I wanted to, since if the basket's tilted, why don't we say the same thing here? It's as if I walked the Erev Tchum, that should be sufficient.
So not food, just be there. B'chashecha, so he becomes an Eru. Is that what it is?
No, not even what. Not even bring anything. Since if I wanted to do it, I could.
Without food, I
don't even know if you have to even walk there. I think you could just mentally say, I could walk there. I could accept an Eruv. That's sufficient to let it be as if I actually set up without actually walking there.
The fact that if he would have been there b'chashecha without food, he would have been kovei an Eruv.
You need the idea is you have to be there with food. He's saying, but why do you have to even be there at all? Forget about food, forget about even being there. I could stand at my home and say I can walk there if I want to do, but I'm not walking there, but Kilu, since I could have, viewed it as if I actually did, just like we have that to cool by Erev Tchum. We don't always say because I could have let it be. But by Erev Tchum, we see that you can say that. By tilting the basket, since even though it's 10 tefachim high, since I wanted to tilt it, if I wanted to, I could tilt it. So too, if I wanted to walk to the area, I could have. Let it be. Kilo, I did. So the Gemara says, you're actually right. That does work. Fundamentally, it would work. But there's another problem here. There's a gzera here why we don't let that work. Amar Rebbe Zera. Gzera mishum yomtev shechal yos achar Shabbos. Because although that works from yomtev before Shabbos, it doesn't work from Shabbos before Yantiv, because on Shabbos before Yantiv, I actually couldn't walk I couldn't schlep my Erev Tchum if it's Shabbos with Yantiv on Sunday. And therefore, you can't say that Ki'ilu happening by the case of Shabbos to Yantiv. So therefore, there goes there in both scenarios, whether it's Yantiv to Shabbos or Shabbos to Yantiv, they did not allow you to have this virtual type of Erev Tchum. And we'll stop here. Yirtashem, we will continue, I guess, together on Sunday. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This whole